Welcome to a brand new episode of The Abundant Life. I'm your host, Brandon Kelly. Today, we're going to be talking about the reality of 132 million children that will absolutely break your heart. It was painful research to do, but it's even more painful to talk about. And I'm sure it's even more painful to listen to. But research, talk, listen, do something, we must. The heartbreaking reality of 132 million children is that they are orphans. Young and without parents, many are homeless, starving, and end up dying very young. According to UNICEF, there are an estimated 132 million children living as orphans worldwide who have lost at least one parent. In the United States alone, there are roughly 400,000 children in the foster care system. 100,000 of those, a quarter of them, are waiting to be adopted. Every year, though, 30,000 children age out of the foster care system without a family to call their own. In Asia alone, there are, at last count, roughly 60 million orphans. 34 million children are orphans in sub-Saharan Africa. Brazil is home to 4 million orphans. Pakistan has 4.1 million orphans. Maybe the most staggering number of one country is India with 20 million orphans. And nearly half of all deaths of children under 5 years of age are caused by undernutrition. That's about 3 million children dying each year due to a very preventable cause. 11 young kids every minute die worldwide. So will we stand idly by as millions of children suffer from having no hope, no family, and no way to get food in their bellies? We stand or sit here now, what will we do? What can we do? That's the big question. What is it that we can do? God's word tells us this in James 1:27, religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. So what could we do to visit orphans, to pursue them and to meet their needs? Four things we can do. Number one, we can pray for the orphans around the world and for the organizations and individuals who are in their lives seeking to help them. And number two, we can donate to an organization that works with orphans. A couple I've found that are worth looking into are World Vision and Show Hope. I'll actually include links to these organizations in the show notes, along with a number of other links that you can help with. World Vision allows you to give to their Orphans and Widows Fund that helps meet urgent needs of vulnerable children whose lives have been devastated by famine, war, and the AIDS epidemic. And they provide food, shelter, medicine, education, counseling, and more. So if you want to donate through World Vision to the Orphans and Widows Fund, you can do that. Just go to the show notes at brandonkelly.org and you can find it there. So, and also I'm going to include a video of Daniel Safari's journey, his story. He was a Rwandan civil war. That's how he became an orphan, was through the Rwandan civil war in the 90s. And now he's older and he's telling his story. So you can see that video also in the show notes. It's going to be a very heavily show notes oriented episode. Show Hope, another organization, provides adoption aid to families seeking to adopt children all over the world. Through their program, they have helped 5,000 children get adopted from 53 different countries. And they say that they have capacity to help twice as many children become adopted than what they currently have funds for. So they're currently holding a 2020 campaign with the goal of helping 20 children be adopted by 20 families in April alone. This was earlier this year. So you can donate to that campaign through Show Hope if you just go to the show notes. Number three, become a foster parent in your country or county. You must be 21 years of age or older in order to become a foster parent, at least in America. And there's training you must go through as well. It's a process, but a worthwhile one. You can make an impact in a child's life, one of the 400,000 children in the United States who are in the foster care system. Just Google become a foster parent in whatever county you live in and prayerfully consider making a difference by becoming a foster parent. Number four, you could adopt a child from somewhere in the world. Every country has orphans who need a family. My wife and I have talked a lot about adopting, and our biggest hang-up with it is, I'm sure yours as well, is the cost. And even with the high cost, there are ways to get help. Consider there's an organization called the National Adoption Foundation that provides grants and loans to help with financial difficulty of adopting. You can check out that link in the show notes. Other sites you could look into, adoptionservices.org, showhope.org, christianadopt.org, lifesongfororphans.org, adoptionhelp.org. Again, all these links are in the show notes. So here's the idea of how we can respond with a gospel-infused life. Because a gospel-infused life must take action when confronted with the cultural crises of our time. Pure and undefiled religion means to pursue orphans and widows. So will we choose what God wants? Will we prayerfully consider what we can do to help a child in need of a family? So don't take any of these actions lightly. Whether you have to start with only praying, that's fine. But begin to seek God and how you may be able to help in this, because we can make a difference. It starts with this simple thing. Do something. Do something. So whether that's just prayer, or whether that is giving to an organization who is making a difference, or if you're willing to step out into the unknown and maybe become a foster parent or adopt, God will bless that, and He will bless that child because of your obedience and your faith. So will we stand idly by as millions of children suffer from having no hope, no family, and no way to get food in their bellies? We stand or sit here now, what will we do? What can we do? That's the big question. What is it that we can do? God's word tells us this in James 1:27, religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world.